All right, news from Ford Motor Company this morning. They earned $2.6 billion in the second quarter this year, and they're expected to have more cash than debt by the end of 2011. That was the fifth consecutive quarterly profit. It's the best earnings report in more than 6 years for the Blue Oval. Their turnaround has been surprising everyone, and it's increased sales and market share in the United States for the company. And that adds to a lot of these other headlines. Taken by itself, okay, Ford profit. That's their fifth consecutive one. Not a huge deal, right? Also, you've got news like Chrysler expanding their automotive plant in Illinois. But that's a plant where they laid off more than 1,000 people 2 years ago. Also, GM, for the first time ever, sold more cars in China than the U.S. They're going to be opening an IPO in August.
We heard that this morning.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Small stories, little threads, but together they kind of create a picture here. And joining us again, Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. Welcome back.
Good morning.
The thing is, Paul, is that, you know, the story of the American auto industry is often the story of disappointment. And I'm so hesitant to be hopeful at this point because I'm afraid that that this progress is not sustainable.
Well, there's good reason to be cautiously optimistic at most. I've covered this business for 31 years. I came in during the last huge crisis, the one that at that time seemed to be coming at us almost like the Great Depression. And if you recall, Chrysler only survived that one because of a federal bailout. It was the point that triggered endless downturns. General Motors, once more than half the U.S. market, is today barely at 20%. But what's interesting is that we are seeing very different companies. General Motors, it could lose billions of dollars when it had 40% market share, now appears to be in a position to make fairly good money at less than 20. Ford Motor Company, once a quarter of the American market, and again, running up great amounts of red ink, is now a much smaller company, though growing again, and earning profits that are huge. I mean, analysts were expecting 41 cents a share. They came in at 68 cents a share. And everything that we see so far is that this is a real figure. This is not a lot of monkey business with the numbers. Over the years, we saw that endlessly, the automakers trying to do everything they could to make their numbers look better than the dismal reality.
Well, you know, you and I have covered the auto industry, you definitely for much longer than I, but both of us for years. These numbers are extremely surprising for us. But put this in context for someone who doesn't understand the industry. 2 years ago, I think probably over 90% of people who are analysts of the auto industry probably believed Chrysler was not going to survive. Isn't that fair?
Yeah, very fair. And it looked like General Motors wasn't going to make it either. I mean, that came on pretty quickly, yes. But the reality was that GM and Chrysler only survived by getting billions, tens of billions of dollars pumped in them from the federal government. People have to realize just how bad a situation it was. What's particularly intriguing is how dramatically different the industry is than what it was in the past. GM, which is also looking very good, and one of the reasons which you touched on is that it is expanding overseas. Two-thirds of GM's sales now occur overseas. China now larger this year than the sales volumes that GM is getting out of the United States. But GM, when I started covering this business in the late 1970s, was a million-person company. Today, it has less than 100,000. Put it in perspective, GM's employment today is smaller than what Chrysler was 5 years ago.
Okay, but let's talk about Ford for just a second. I mean, GM and Chrysler are certainly two of the biggest surprises, but Ford, this is a company that, you know, we've talked about this before. They mortgaged the Blue Oval. They took everything down to the pawn shop, and now that has to be one of the great American turnaround stories.
Yes, there's no question that what we are seeing is one of the most dramatic stories in business, not just in the auto industry, this huge turnaround. And it's certainly gotten industry analysts and investors excited. We've seen a big run-up a year ago. Boy, if I could only buy stock, which I can't because of what I do, I would have increased my shares at one point by something like 1,400% with Ford. It's fallen a little bit, but the money is still there. It's still a good good stock compared to what it was at the depth of the recession. They took an incredible risk. They decided not to go to the federal government and ask for a handout, which, by the way, is paying off. A lot of people are buying Fords today who might otherwise buy another domestic vehicle because they want to reward a company that did it the old-fashioned way, by building good products and taking risks and not asking for a handout. But Ford did take a big risk. As you said, they mortgaged everything. And one of the critical things when you read through the release of today is not just the $2.6 billion profit, but the fact that they expect to have more cash on hand than debt. They're moving very quickly to get rid of that debt, which is a noose around their neck.
Well, you know, there's also been reports and analysis of the bailout of the auto industry showing that American taxpayers could recoup almost all of the money that was given to GM and Chrysler.
Yeah, we're going to have to wait and see exactly how much investors are willing to pump in for GM stock soon. But all the new numbers are definitely exciting. And I'll tell you what, the earnings numbers are certainly pleasing everybody. Sergio Marchionne, the head of Fiat and now the head of Chrysler as well, saying that they're going to turn another profit before taxes in the second quarter after a good number in the first and probably a break even for the year as a whole. That's a great surprise for a company that's still a year or so away from the product renaissance that they need to survive. But what's more intriguing to me is what is being said by the public itself in all the recent surveys, whether they are the so-called things gone wrong studies, the studies that measure problems with vehicles, like J.D. Power's initial quality survey, where Ford is now the top-rated mainstream brand and one of the top five in terms of overall quality right out of the factory, while Toyota's plunged from 6th to 21st. Then you go to the Things Gone Right surveys, like the Ideal Vehicle Award from Auto Pacific, another well-regarded analytic firm out of California. This is a study that says, you know, which vehicles wouldn't you let them pry away from your cold, dead hands? And Detroit, for the first time, is at the top, way over the Japanese and Europeans and Koreans. Ford got 16 of 27 segment awards in that.
Yeah, Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, sounding optimistic, but still cautious. We don't know how much this turnaround is sustainable. He joined us from his home in Detroit, Michigan.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.